most of the acharyas or the forms of Bhagavan which represent the Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta or this Gaudiya Sampradaya, Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. They are hailing from what we call today West Bengal. It used to be called Bengal. And at that time, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, there was East Bengal and West Bengal. Now East Bengal is called Bangladesh. So the question is how they came from there, and five forms of the Lord appeared there. Or let's say, the Panchatattva appeared there, which is three Vishnu Tattva and two Shakti Tattva. There's Balaram Nityananda and Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then, of course, Radharani Gadadhar, Shakti Tattva, and Mahavishnu Sadashiva, Vishnu Tattva, Sankarshan Tattva, Vishnu Tattva, Shiva, Sadashiva, Mahavishnu. This is Advaita Charya. There's Vishnu Tattva, three. And two Shakti Tattva. Shakti Tattva Radharani, Gadadhar Pandit, and Shakti Tattva, or Swarup Shakti Radharani, Ladini Shakti, Gadadhar Pandit, and then Jiva Shakti, Tatastha Jiva Shakti, Narada Muni, Srivas Pandit. So you have Shakti and Shaktiman. Vishnu and his energies. Shakti, Mator, Beta. There's no difference between the Shakti and the possessor of Shakti. So they appeared there. And then all the subsequent Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas leading up the various Gaudiya Sampradayas and branches of Lord Chaitanya's tree, mostly they came from West Bengal. Or let's say Bengal. Because a lot of them came. Like, for example, Rupan Sanatan Goswami, they're the most prominent teachers of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And they actually come from South India. They're Saraswat Brahmins. But their parents migrated and they ended up in Bengal, actually East Bengal, Ramkeli. They grew up in East Bengal and Ramkeli, which is now located in Bangladesh. So if you say Bengal, then you're all right. They came from there, but originally their people from South India. But other than Rupan Goswami and Sanat Goswami, Raghunath Das, and of course Jiva is their relative, Raghunath Das, and then of course Raghunath Bhatta is the sixth Goswami's, and he didn't come from Bengal. He's a son of maybe Tapan Mishra. And Tapan Mishra, I believe he was in Bihar or UP or something like that. I forget where. But not there. And then we have Gopal Bhatta Goswami. You know the Sri Krishna Vande Rupa Sanatan Navaruguya Go, Sri Jiva Gopala Go. So basically Jiva, Rupa and Sanatan, these are the six Goswamis. Their family actually originates from South India and they settled up in East Bengal. Then Tapanamishra's son, Raghunath Bhatta, he came from, I think, UP side, not from Bengal. And then Gopal Bhatta, he's from Sri Rangam, Venkata Bhatta. He's Ranganath Bhatta. He's from, Venkata Bhatta was the father of Gopal Bhatta, and they lived in Sri Rangam, which is quite south. So as far as the six Goswamis, the only one that's actually from the Bengal side is Raghunath Das Goswami. He's from Bengal side. But then you take other acharyas, of course, Bhakti Sananta, Bhakti Nod Thakur, Gorakishore, and so many, they're all Bengalis, although many of them are from Bangladesh. So if you say Bengal, then why is that? That's Lord Chaitanya's arrangement. But even it says in Chaitanya Bhagavat, that's told by Vedavyasa Vrindavanas Thakur, he says that the followers of Lord Chaitanya, the acharyas, the teachers, the followers, they will take birth in all the different countries of the world. They will manifest. Very significant verse. They did take birth even during Lord Chaitanya's time, and they will take birth in all different countries of the world, and they will come under the flag or come under the banner of Lord Chaitanya's Sampradaya and spread the teachings of Lord Chaitanya all over the world, or especially in their specific countries where they take birth. So that's why we see that Rupa and Sanatan, they come from South India. Raghunath Bhatta, he's from maybe UP. Gopal Bhatta is from Sri Rangam, South India. But they all ended up in Mayapur. They all ended up in Navadvip, taking part in Lord Chaitanya's mission. And some were, of course, in those days, even East Bengal was a different country. like it is now. It's called East Bengal, West Bengal. So these are called deshas. Desh. In Bengali they say desh. These are, country means desh. We say videshi. Outside of this country, videsh. So this statement of Vrindavan Das Thakur not only includes the different countries and provinces of India where Lord Chaitanya's followers appeared. Of course, just like Rai Ramananda. Rai Ramananda, who is Rai Ramananda? Rai Ramananda is Vishakha. And Vishakha Sakhi, Ashta Sakhi. And he appeared, his birthplace in South India, Godavari, or somewhere in South India. He met Lord Chaitanya on the banks of the Godavari River. And then you take another most intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya, a great Acharya in Gaudiya Vaishnava, Swarup Damodara Goswami. And he appeared in, I'm not sure where he appeared, but he played, his main role was in, maybe appeared in Bengal, I'm not sure. His main service, we see him appearing as, of course he represents Lalita Sakhi, but he's in Puri Leela. But then you have Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He's a great devotee of the Lord. He's also born in Orissa, I believe. So they are born in different countries. Now, the majority are born, of course, in Bengal. That's a fact. The majority of the acharyas of the various Gaudiya Vaishnava lineages appear either in East Bengal or what we call Bangladesh, or West Bengal, Navadvip Mandal or Kharda or all these areas here. Narottam Das Thakur, he maybe appeared in Manipur side, or they all their different places. And so now, if you extend it further, of course, that was during Lord Chaitanya's time, but now we see that the representatives of Lord Chaitanya, the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, they're not only appearing in India, different countries and provinces of India, because all these were different provinces. Utkal Kalinga, that was considered a country. Utkal Kalinga is a present, Utkal is a present day Orissa. Then they conquered the southern kingdom of Kalinga, and then they became combined kingdoms. Two countries became combined called Utkal Kalinga. There's a train called Utkal Kalinga Express. The modern name is Orissa. But these are different countries. So not only did Lord Chaitanya's followers come from different countries and deshas in India, but nowadays they come from different countries outside of India. And they become acharyas, just like, for example, our Shivaram Swami. He's born in Canada, I suppose. But he knows the Hungarian. His people are from Hungary. So he knows Hungarian language. So now he has a very huge preaching campaign going on in Hungary. And preaching in colleges and among intellectuals and scientists, and also a big farm community for devotees, and quite a self-sufficient type preaching farm community with all his disciples in Hungary. So he's Hungarian, so you can see that Lord Chaitanya has arranged him to be born there, or Sachinandan Swami. He's born in Germany. And he's preaching primarily in Germany and German-speaking countries. Of course, he speaks also nice English, very nice English. But he appeared there, and he's saving those people. So this point has to be expanded a little bit. Though initially, for the first 500 years or so, most of the acharyas and followers, they appeared in Bengal. And now you're saying, now Bengal is rather degraded or corrupted or politically, or that's just the effect of Kali Yuga, that's everywhere. And just like you can say Ram appeared in Ayodhya, there's so much terrorism and violence in Ayodhya. And Krishna appeared in Mathura and UP. And how much? So UP is not the Vaikuntha. UP is not Vaikuntha. It's not the spiritual world. It's considered to be the Gunda capital of India. Bihar and UP. So Badmash Gunda. So that's the will of the Lord. That's Kali Yuga. But when the Lord was here, of course, and everything was the Vaikuntha atmosphere. Boma Vrindavan, Boma Ayodhya, and Boma Mayapur. So what it's like now, that's just the influence of Kali Yuga. Because you have to see that this is Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So Gaudiya Vaishnavism, of course, is Lord Chaitanya preached in Shuddha Bengali language. So naturally, if you're preaching in Bengali, then Bengali people will follow you. But when Lord Chaitanya went to South India and met the Tattvavadis in Udupi, the followers of Madhvacharya, the Tattvavadis, he didn't preach Bengali. He didn't speak Bengali. He spoke Sanskrit. He preached to them in Sanskrit. Because that would be the common language for them, Sanskrit, because they're all pundits. And pundits speak in Sanskrit even today. But since most of the literatures and are in Bengali, then naturally the Bengalis are in the, it is a, considered Bengali, Bengal Vaishnavism. It's often called Bengal Vaishnavism. This Gaudiya Sampradaya, it's mostly 99% Bengalis. At least it was. Because all the scriptures and shastras are in Bengali. Or they were written originally in Sanskrit by the six Goswamis. And then the first language that they were translated into is Bengali, which is very much like Sanskrit. So therefore, the Bengalis got the advantage because they had access to all the shastras. So if you read the shastras and study the Tattva Siddhantan philosophy of the Gaudiya theology, then you become attracted and give up your Shaktism and give up your Smartism, Smarta conception, and take up the Gaudiya conception, Krishna conception of Godhead. Chant the holy name and worship the Panchatattva. And worship Rajendra Nandan, Krishna, and Vrindavan, Madhurya Purushottam, as the goal of life. Krishna Prema Pumartha Mahan.